You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very distinguished guest joining our show. His name is Dr. Benjamin Lehman, and he is a chest and pulmonary doctor out of the New York area. Dr. Lehman was voted America's Top Doctor of 2016. He has also been featured in Newsday. He's board certified in internal medicine. He's also board certified in pulmonary disease. He trained at Albert Einstein and Columbia Presbyterian, and he's also a fellow of the American College of Physicians and the American College of Chest Physicians. So we have a very distinguishable gentleman, doctor, joining us today. So let's welcome him to the show. Dr. Lehman, welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to participate.
All right. So, Dr. Lehman, your practice, you primarily deal with the chest, so pulmonary disease, COPD, emphysema, things like this is something that you would normally treat?
Absolutely. I deal with patients that have various breathing problems. Asthma is a common one, and bronchitis is common, emphysema is common, all of which, by the way, are essentially chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Right.
Among other things, that is, I actually do internal medicine as well. I will see patients that have varied problems, diabetes, high blood pressure. It really runs the gamut. But yes, my subspecialty is in chest medicine, and people will often come to me because their doctor was concerned about some finding, some symptom, and I am happy to focus on that one aspect and see what I can do to try to help them breathe a little bit more easily.
Now, Dr. Lehman, I'm hard-pressed to ask you about how many folks or patients you get coming through your doors that are either chronic smokers or I'm curious as to how large a role something like smoking plays into somebody's
smoking
respiratory system.
Is unfortunately a very common problem. And lots of times people have problems that are directly related to the smoking. Sometimes their problems are not directly related to their own smoking. Sometimes it's related to what is often called secondhand smoke. That is, they experience tobacco in the home environment, either as a young person or in their own home as an adult, or in the workplace. There is quite a bit of secondhand smoke out there as well. But yes, for sure, a large part of what I do is trying to help people deal with their smoking-related problems. And in fact, there are a number of modalities now that are available to try to help people to remove cigarettes from their lives. And you do often have to be psychologically prepared to make a change in your life.
Right.
A lot of times I tell people that when they're about to embark on a new job or a new a life-changing event, that is probably not the time to worry about the cigarettes. But if somebody is prepared psychologically to do that, then I absolutely would encourage people. And the common thread in terms of the studies that have looked at this has indicated that if you can use the nicotine supplement patch, which many people are familiar with, in addition to the nicotine supplement gum or inhaler or lozenge, people often call it the patch plus method. I generally try the inhaler because people often do find that just the act of having a device in your hand that simulates a cigarette is the kind of psychological assistance that they need. So you have the basal level of nicotine that's supplied by the patch, and you have the extra punctuations at times when you feel a particular need for extra that's supplied by the inhaler. And a lot of times the studies have shown that is the most effective mechanism by which to help somebody to quit the cigarettes.
Right. Now, Dr. Lehman, I feel like you're the perfect person to ask this question. All right, so somebody finally does get up the psychological ability to finally decide that they're going to stop smoking. Do the lungs, does the respiratory system ever fully recover?
The answer is yes. You know, certainly what everybody's always afraid about is, God forbid, do I have some, you know, horrible problem that might have been caused by the cigarettes?
Right.
And the common problems often do go away when you stop the cigarettes. That is, you know, there are lots of different diseases. Obviously, the big one that everybody is always worried about that I really don't even like to say out loud because usually there's not enough justification for it. But yes, the likelihood of lung cancer is dramatically lessened after stopping smoking.
Right.
Does it ever get down to the baseline of the general population? There is some controversy in the literature about that. But yes, it is dramatically lessened. And many of the other illnesses also that are smoking-related illnesses will also often improve. So there's a lot of motivation. It's never too late to stop, and I always do encourage people to try.
Now, Dr. Lehman, I unfortunately do have to end the show in about a minute, but for folks out there who have heard the topic that I wasn't really sure it was going to go in this direction, but it did, and I say bravo to us because I think smoking is one of the – both my parents – I grew up with cigarettes in the house, so I know all the – respiratory issues that come with years of damage to the lungs. So I appreciate you coming on and talking about this hot topic. And Dr. Lehman, for folks out there who are listening, who live maybe in the New York area, who may want to come in and get their lungs checked out or get their respiratory system given the whole checkup, where can they find out a little bit more information about you, doctor, and also your practice?
Absolutely. I am in Nassau County. My office is in Valley Stream. My phone number is 516-599-8787. We have a website, which is benjaminlehman.com. I actually also have a website, which is drvalleystream.com. And either of those places has an online schedule. We do our best to be available to people from all over. We welcome self-referrals. You can find us online. We have a presence on Google Maps. if you're familiar with ZocDoc, that is a scheduler that we use all the time. And we really do embrace the philosophy that technology is there to help patient care.
Wonderful.
And we have a number of different technological advances that have been put forward in recent years, both diagnostically and therapeutically, and we are only too happy to welcome patients of all kinds. And as I say, we do run the gamut of medicine and pulmonary disease, and my office and I will welcome you with open arms.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Benjamin Lehman, one of America's top doctors of 2016. Thank you, sir, for coming on and really delving deep into this very interesting topic. And I really hope in the coming years and decades that we can get this smoking business under control. So, doctor, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, and I wish you all the best.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.